This is a Fox News alert. Out of a job. I'm Lee Silasara.
All in favor? Motion passes unanimously.
The Uvalde, Texas school board has fired police chief Peter Arredondo following claims he made critical mistakes during the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School May 24th, where 19 children and two teachers were killed. Arredondo is the first officer dismissed over the hesitant response to the mass shooting. Only one other officer, Lieutenant Mariano Pargas, who was the city's acting police chief the day of the shooting, is known to have been placed on leave for their actions during the massacre. President Biden unveils a plan to provide student loan relief to millions of Americans.
Fulfilling a campaign pledge to ease the burden of student debt, President Biden says the Department of Education will forgive up to $10,000 in federal loans and cancel up to $20,000 of debt for students who receive Pell Grants.
Both of these targeted actions are for families who need it the most, working and middle-class people hit especially hard during the pandemic.
The loan forgiveness is available to borrowers earning no more than $125,000 a year. Payments on federal student loans have been frozen since the pandemic. President Biden says that freeze will be lifted at the end of the year. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A federal judge has barred the state of Idaho from enforcing a strict abortion ban in medical emergencies, clearing the way for hospitals to continue treating ectopic pregnancies and other pregnancy-related complications. The ban would make performing an abortion a felony, punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Kobe Bryant's widow, Vanessa Bryant, has been awarded $16 million as part of a lawsuit against Los Angeles County over pictures of her husband that were taken at the 2020 crash site where he and their daughter, Gianna, died. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Utah state and county officials are suing the Biden administration over the decision last year to restore two sprawling national monuments on lands sacred to Native Americans. A lawsuit filed over a new teacher retention policy at Minneapolis public schools.
The policy states that when there are layoffs, that underrepresented teachers should be skipped over for someone who's not in the underrepresented category, despite seniority.
The Supreme Court made it really clear that you cannot use race alone as the measure of whether to fire someone for as an employee.
Lawyer James Dickey of the Upper Midwest Law Center. Critics call the provision racist and saying it wouldn't survive a legal challenge, though the Minneapolis Teachers Union says the provision is designed to help retain teachers of color within the district that's lacking diversity. The union stands by the policy. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has rejected clemency for a man facing execution for killing another man with a hammer in 1997. Stitt's decision paves the way for 50-year-old James Coddington to be executed by lethal injection tomorrow. Coddington was convicted and sentenced to die for the beating death of 73-year-old Albert Hale. The last original member of Buddy Holly's band, the Crickets, has died.
Jerry J.I. Allison, the drummer for Buddy Holly and the Crickets, as well as a co-writer on many of the band's songs, has died. He was 82 years old. No cause of death was listed in the announcement on Buddy Holly's Facebook page. It read, Buddy is often heralded as the original singer-songwriter, but J.I. too wrote and inspired so many of the songs that would go on to be eternal classics. Allison met Holly in the 50s and started playing music together. They eventually met bassist Joe B. Malden and formed the Crickets, who would go on to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2012.
Fox's Michelle Polino. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.